B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey now, rain heavy at times today. Could be an inch or two. And watch for those places that usually flood with a lot of rain. Today's the day. Okay, just be mindful of that. Cloudy tonight, down to 52. High today, by the way, of just 60. And tomorrow, sunny and 68. Nice. 54 in Boston. I got some good news or bad news. I don't know how you guys want to take this.
Okay.
I had my doctor's appointment last Thursday. I haven't had a chance to talk to you about that. But it looks like I'll be here for a while.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know how you want to take
it. All worked out?
Yeah. All good. Like my doctor a lot.
Okay.
He's great.
That's good.
He's just a great guy.
That's nice.
Yeah, he's Greek, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
So he's put me on the Mediterranean diet, which is good.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that. It makes sense, right?
Sure.
I mean, it'd be weird if he put me on another diet. I mean,
yeah, the Mexican diet.
The Mexican
diet.
I'm on
that one. Yeah. Nachos all day.
I'm getting off that one. Anyway, so he's a great doctor. Did I ever tell you the time I fired my doctor? You ever fire a doctor?
No, I've never fired a doctor.
Yeah,
no.
I fired a doctor.
Why?
In my other location. Well, a couple of things.
Okay.
First of all, let me run this by you, and you tell me how you would have dealt with this, and from both perspectives. So it was my annual physical, and I go in, and there was a visiting doctor from Jamaica in the office. You know, this you're in there by yourself,
right?
She was in there, and he introduces, so this is Dr. So-and-so, she's following me the next couple days. Okay, all right. My physical, she'll just be observing. Okay, that's fine. Blood pressure check, this, that. And you know what's coming, right?
Oh, I know.
All right, Bob. But we need you, it's that time of year, Bob.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead. Need you to cough.
You and?
Know, drop them.
Yeah, right, I get
okay.
it.
And I'm looking at him. And waiting for her to leave.
Yeah.
But they chuckle. He's like, okay, but she's a doctor.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Watch this.
Yeah.
Hey, doc, watch this.
Yeah.
What am I going to do to this guy?
Oh, my God.
So she wouldn't leave. I was mortified. And I don't know why I didn't insist she leave.
It was a menage a medicine.
Yes.
They didn't both take a turn, did they?
How would you feel
about
that?
Oh, my God.
No, they did
okay,
not.
Okay, all right.
She was observing.
Oh, okay, good.
Quite a view.
So you think.
Just checking.
Where were you facing?
Yeah.
the window. So how would you feel about that?
I would feel like this. I'd say, I appreciate this as a teaching hospital, but no thank you. Can she step outside?
I wish
and
I said
you
that.
You know what? Like, ugh. You can say that. You have
I wish
autonomy.
I did. I regretted it.
I
Brian,
mean, so,
what would you have done, Brian?
Just do it.
You just do it, right?
No, just go for it.
Yeah, that's, see, I wish I had that.
I mean, like listen, like, I get what he's saying, but if you feel uncomfortable with something, you have to stick up for yourself.
You know what?
Because then you feel violated if you don't.
That's how I felt leaving.
I'd like a second opinion. Doc, what do you think?
Yeah, that's what she
hey, Doc, what do you think?
Maybe I should have taken advantage
of
it.
And he should have told you beforehand. Said,
he didn't, but that's not why I fired him.
That's not why you
That's
fired him?
That's not why I fired him.
What else did he do? What happened the next appointment?
Well, a couple of months later, Carolyn and I were at a club with some friends, you know, a little tavern, and there was a little, the guy likes working in threes. There was a trio.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm like, great. Okay. Anyway.
That's funny.
Yeah, I just thought of that. Anyway, so there's a trio playing,
yeah.
right? And having a beer or two and some nachos from our Mexican diet. And I keep looking at the bongo drummer. And I go, wait a minute. That guy looks familiar. The bongo drummer.
Really?
He's sweating.
Yeah.
He's chubby.
Yeah.
He's got a Green Bay Packer hat on.
Oh, God.
He looks wasted.
Yep.
And he's playing the bongos. And I said to Carol, I go, I think the bongo player is my doctor.
The Jamaican doctor wasn't in the band, too. Was he?
I would have said, that's great.
He's not a doctor at all.
And that's why.
They're with the band.
No, Jamaican doctor was a female.
Oh, my God.
So that was it. I fired him
I
after that.
I think it's
that.
So funny that was it and not the other thing. I'm willing to put up with that.
But a drunk bongo playing sweaty, overweight drummer?
Wow, that is some reason.
So that's why
that's
why I fired
him. Two strikes.
Yep. So anyway.
I wonder what the third one would have been if you had
done. I don't know. Okay, you see your doctor drunk, playing the bongos, sweating with a Green Bay Packer hat on.
I'd probably be next to her. that would be a cause for concern. The drunk part.
All right. Am I the jerk?
Leave that to me.
You want to give me a call? Go ahead. 888-410-1057. So I'm wondering if I overreacted. Did I overreact?
Okay. I want to see
overreaction or underreaction. Simple. That's all you got to say. All right. 888-410-1057. Hey, it's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Rain today. Heavy times. About 60 degrees and 1 to 2 inches of rain coming down.
We need it.
Well, you know, we do. So that's fine. It's Tuesday. Who cares? It's going to rain. Make it on a Tuesday.
Right.
No repeat work day today. That's 9 to 5. Don't forget.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Kind of explains itself, doesn't it?
The right,
no repeat
it does,
work day.
Yeah.
You know what it's all about. We don't play the same songs over and over. All right. So I just told you that my time I had to fire a doctor. I don't know. No regrets. We didn't have a good relationship. It wasn't working out.
Yeah, he wasn't nice to you.
He didn't have a lot of time for me either.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You came with baggage.
I had baggage.
He didn't have enough time for you. He kept telling you to lose weight. Mm-hmm. He invited some woman in for your exam, and you didn't know about it, mm-hmm. So it was a menage a medicine.
Right.
And then he had the bongos and was sweating and was drunk at a bar you went to.
With a Packers hat on. Yeah. It was all wrong.
Just all together.
So I'm going to be looking for a new doctor. So I said, did I overreact or underreact? Let's find out what the listeners think.
Hey, I'm just calling about the doctor story. The sweaty drummer doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a story. I should have fired my doctor. I have a story that may rival that one.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, so I had just given birth to my first baby.
Yeah.
And I had suffered, unfortunately, even with the episiotomy, some fourth-degree tears.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, so the doctor, I mean, it's already humiliating that all your parts are off and whatever, and whatnot. And he was like, wow, just fascinated with the debris of these tears. And he's like, you know what?
He was saying, wow.
Wait, what did he say?
He said, I'm gonna call a few of my friends in here to look at this.
Oh my God.
Are you serious?
God.
I hope they were doctors and not just friends.
He didn't say friends.
They were like, you know, friend doctors, if you will. And so I had a whole audience, like, gaping, agog, young men staring at my bitch while he filled me up like a turkey.
Wow.
Even, like, some oohs and ahs and whatnot.
Wow. That's crazy. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. How horrifying.
Did you fire him after that?
Oh, this is horrifying. I don't feel like I was in any condition to fire. I just fell asleep after they gave me the job.
It was all a dream.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's...
Well, thanks, Catherine.
You win.
That tops it. You take a drunk bongo drummer after
that. Yeah, wow. Jeez.
Thanks, Catherine.
Okay,
bye. ROR, overreaction or underreaction?
Good morning. I think a little bit of an overreaction.
Okay.
I just think doctors need to let off a little steam, too, right?
Mm.
Well,
Especially now.
Yeah.
But it was a second strike.
Yeah, I mean, I think he came in with like a history of the menage a medicine, and then he's like, no, I just need an excuse.
I don't need to see him in a trio again. That was it.
PTSD.
Funny.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Well, my daughter's in med school, and she's at a teaching hospital also. So she does walk into rooms and see things, but that's how they're learning. So
yeah,
I think you gotta... Lighten up.
Unclench a little.
Let me know when your next physical is.
Yeah.
Send some observers in.
All righty. Okay.
Bye.
It's like dancing school watching
day.
Oh.
Matt, what's your take on the doctor situation? Overreaction, underreaction?
Well, I think it's an overreaction. The more women in the room, the better.
Okay.
Oh, God. Of course,
yeah.
And, I mean, the doctor out playing music and having fun, I mean, he's a human being, too. He needs to have a life and party and get all that.
You got a good point, but it's hard when your doctor who's chubbier than you tells you to lose weight.
You're just mad. You were mad at that doctor beforehand.
Yeah.
You came in with baggage.
Yeah. Wrong word.
Yeah. Or maybe your doctor already had lost some weight. And it's still losing weight.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't think of that.
Maybe. That's true.
I didn't think of that. Okay. Maybe bongo drumming is more,
well,
more than I, sweatier than
yep.
I thought.
Yeah, you like this guy.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it. Okay?
All right,
there you go. So, boy, she had it worse. Catherine.
Oh, yeah, Catherine had it worse.
Feel a little better.
Yeah.
Okay, coming up, dirty laundry.
Oh.
What's in the laundry?
Well, it's dirty. It's terrible. It's Dominic West having an affair and his wife finding out through the newspaper.
You took this one personally. You really did.
I just think
you
it's
feel her pain.
I feel, well, and also I loved Lily James. That's who he's having the affair with. She was in Cinderella.
Past tense. Okay, that's coming up in 10.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.